Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young, Struggling Schizophrenic. So, I'm talking today. Today is May 20th, 2025. I'm talking today about something that just came up, and that is so confusing, and so confusing and so frustrating. I have somebody, I'd like to call him a friend. I think he might be a friend. I don't even know what I think the word friend means or what. I overthink often, but the problem is, it's not really overthinking. I had a friend who said something about, oh, you finally responded to an Instagram post of mine. And I mentioned something about, in a joking manner, oh, wanna fight? And then I texted him on his phone, on my phone to his phone. I texted him as an SMS. I said, I'm not really looking to fight, trying to explain that my comment was a joke. And the reply was, fuck, dude, you're so self-absorbed. It's crazy. I am literally just trying to point out the fact that no matter what I do, I am ignored because you're on your bullshit. Try to stop and think what I'm saying. My response. What am I supposed to think about Crystal? I perceive different variations of yourself that are either in my own perception or they are different aspects of you. The day I yelled at Red Room when everyone kept touching me and was one of my bullshit days? One of my bullshit days? The day you told me to never leave the Red Room or Red Path, this area, again, with a looming negative consequence? What am I to be focused on? I see others' actions, words, deeds, mannerisms, all of those things, and more in thousands of different paths of view and have been conditioned, also could be called trained, to tell myself it's all in my head and it's all of my schizophrenia and that I'm crazy, dumb, and retarded for believing any of those misconceptions. Are they really misconceptions? His reply, dude, what the fuck? I never told you not to leave. I just noted that you don't. But I hadn't seen you leave. You ended up hospitalized because you lost your mind, bro. I am not telling you what to think. I'm asking you to stop acting like you're uniquely persecuted. And for what am I persecuted? What am I not uniquely persecuted for? I'm saying that my mental health that I have and the things that I see and notice, I have been trained and conditioned to not believe. Only to find out that they are true. And I just sent that as an audio clip to him. Is this me losing my mind? No, it's not. How am I to make a friendship? I have empathy. But what am I to do about it? Persecuted on my own? Or acting as though I'm persecuted individually? I can't remember the... Uniquely persecuted. Who all else has been down my path of shoes? Who else has been told that their thoughts and their perceptions and the way they see things is fake, false? I'm trying to lead the life that I want. I'm working on it. I truly am. My jokes, they come off as condescending, rude. That's what I'm told. But I don't see them as condescending or rude. I don't see them as belittling. Because they're not belittling or condescending or rude. And neither is the way that I deliver them. The condescending part might not have been told to me in the context of my jokes, but I was told that I'm condescending. I guess the jokes that I make sense in my head, because my head and my thoughts and my brain can connect patterns that others don't typically see. And it doesn't just take outliers or invent outliers to form the pattern that I see. No, the patterns that I see are already there in place, just hidden to most. Who am I embarrassing? I just heard a voice outside my apartment door area, or maybe on the inside, that said I'm embarrassing the person I mentioned earlier. How am I embarrassing? They said something, a different set of voices said something about, because he loves me, and they said, because he loves you. They said his name, Bo. Am I really that hard to love? Or is it not the kind of love that I reciprocate? Is it unrequited? I do love him, and that's why I distance myself from him. I'm not in love with him, but I do love him. I would say I love most everybody. This may be a private conversation, but is anything ever really truly private? I'm done with my recording of this episode. I'll say, you'll hear from me next time.